This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. As lawmakers in Congress edge closer to a vote on a $61 billion security assistance package for Ukraine, a top U.S. intelligence official warned that help cannot come soon enough. VOA national security correspondent Jeff Selden reports.
CIA Director William Burns calls the situation dire and says Ukraine's fate may well hinge on what U.S. lawmakers do next.
There is a very real risk that the Ukrainians could lose on the battlefield by the end of 2024.
Speaking to an audience in Dallas, Burns described the U.S. supplemental assistance package as more than a lifeline for Kyiv in its war against Russia and Russian President Vladimir Putin, if Congress passes it soon.
The Ukrainians are entirely capable of holding their own through 2024 and puncturing Putin's arrogant view that time is on his side.
The CIA director says the U.S. aid will allow Ukraine to strike deeper into Crimea and do more damage to Russia's Black Sea Fleet. Jeff Selden, VOA News, Washington.
The United States on Thursday effectively stopped the United Nations from recognizing a Palestinian state by casting a veto in the Security Council to deny the Palestinian Authority full membership of the world body.
The result of the vote is as follows. 12 votes in favor, 1 vote against, 2 abstentions. The draft resolution has not been adopted owing to the negative vote of a permanent member of the Council.
The United States says an independent Palestinian state should be established through direct negotiations between Israel and the Palestinian Authority, not through UN action. The Palestinians are currently a non-member observer state, a de facto recognition of statehood that was granted by the UN General Assembly in 2012. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. 12 jurors have been picked for Donald Trump's hush money trial, AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
The court has quickly turned to selecting alternate jurors. Rapid progress propelled the case closer to opening statements and weeks of testimony in a case charging the ex-president with falsifying business records to suppress stories about his sex life in the final days of the 2016 election. The jury includes a sales professional, a software engineer, an English teacher, and multiple lawyers. The case centers on $130,000 Trump's lawyer and fixer Michael Cohen paid to porn actor Stormy Daniels. Trump faces 34 felony counts. He denies any wrongdoing. I'm Norman Hall.
Iraqi Prime Minister Mohammed Shia al-Sudani has visited Michigan to meet with the state's large Iraqi community and update them on escalating tensions in the Middle East. The visit follows a meeting with President Joe Biden earlier this week to discuss economic relations between the U.S. and Iraq. The Prime Minister's visit to Washington and Michigan had been planned well before Saturday's drone and missile launches from Iran-backed groups, but the weekend developments have put the visit in the spotlight as tensions in the region rise. Drone and missile launches overflew Iraqi airspace and others that were launched from Iraq by Iranian-backed groups. The Iraqi prime minister will meet with local leaders and Iraqi community members just outside of Detroit. The United Arab Emirates continues to recover from the heaviest recorded rainfall ever to hit the desert nation this week. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Located on the Arabian Peninsula, the United Arab Emirates typically sees little rainfall in its arid desert climate. The storm that blew through the country Tuesday delivered about a year's worth of rain in one storm. There was some reported speculation the storm was caused by cloud seeding to promote rainfall, but government officials said there had been no such operations before the storm. College of London climate scientist Colleen Gallia told the Reuters news agency the huge rainfall was likely due to a normal weather system exacerbated by climate change.
So in this case, it's likely that the storm was kind of supercharged by climate change because there's just more moisture available in the air for any storm system to then precipitate out.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
The Biden administration says it has sent about 50 Haitians back to their country, marking its first deportation flight in months to the Caribbean nation struggling under surging gang violence. Authorities didn't offer any details of Thursday's flight beyond how many deported Haitians were aboard. The Homeland Security Department said it will continue to enforce U.S. laws and immigration policy throughout the Caribbean, as well as at the southern border. Haitians were arrested crossing the border from Mexico 286 times in the first 3 months of the year. That's just a tiny fraction of the more than 400,000 arrests among all nationalities. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.